This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2356, Why We Need to Fail More Deeply, Not Widely, by Terry Toe of talktoterry.co. And I'm Justin Mollick. I'm featuring a brand new author for the show today. I'll tell you about Terry right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Why We Need to Fail More Deeply, Not Widely, by Terry Toe of talktoterry.co. So, how has your year been? Time appeared to freeze as soon as those words left her lips. It wasn't a difficult question to answer, but at that moment, my mind went into time warp as images of key events in the past 12 months flashed across my mind. I think I might have relived the past year in about 3 seconds. Cool, cool, cool. If I'm being honest with myself, this is probably the first time in my life that I can confidently say that I've had a good year. No, scratch that, I've had a great year, both personally and professionally. This year, I've tried and experienced many things. I started to develop my own personal brand, took up a writing course, added 20 more books to my reading repertoire, started and sustained a weekly exercise routine, consulted for a local startup, started my life coach training, took up leadership courses, and started to build my own private coaching practice on the side, just to name a few. However, there's a whole lot more that I've done but actually failed at. In fact, some of the successes previously mentioned also had a flip side to them, and this was perhaps the most important lesson that I've learned from all of these experiences. These wins were a result of not just failing more often, but also doing so deeply. We've got 99 problems, but we can't solve all of them. The way I see it, winning in life is pretty much a numbers game. The more things we try or input, the more results we will get or output. It's simple arithmetic. Now, I'm not suggesting that we pounce on every single chance we get to try something, new or old. No, we've got to be smart about it. Transitioning from my 20s into my 30s taught me two lessons so far. Firstly, we only have limited time, energy, and physical and mental capacity to actually work on things in our lives. Jay-Z wasn't kidding when he said we've got 99 problems to deal with, maybe more, maybe less, but you get the idea. And this brings me to my second lesson. We need to choose our battles wisely. We have to focus our limited resources on personal projects, like how a magnifying glass focuses the sun's rays into a single spot. Scattered efforts make little progress, so it'll be better for us to focus instead if we want to make meaningful progress. Personally, while other people make impulse buys on clothes, electronics, or whatever catches their fancy, I make impulse buys on online courses that teach subjects that I might be interested in, investing, digital business management, online marketing, and leadership, just to name a few. So earlier in the year, I signed up for 4 online courses. However, I still had a couple of courses left over from the previous years. So long story short, while I spent a considerable amount of time going through parts of the courses, I didn't complete them and hence wasn't able to fully apply them into my life since the learning was incomplete. It wasn't until I decided that this has to stop and I should see a course through to its completion did I start to see changes in my life. When I double down on a particular topic, I could appreciate it in its entirety, and that led to results. Don't change course when we fail the first time. Quote, failure is the opportunity to begin again, only more intelligently. Henry Ford. Another takeaway from my experience in the past year was that I was too flaky. The problem many of us run into when we're trying to achieve something is that when we fail, we turn around and move on to the next thing. Here's why this does not serve us at all. When we're too eager to switch courses when the going gets tough, we deprive ourselves of the opportunity to reflect on what truly went wrong and what steps we can take to achieve better outcomes when we try again. Now, if we choose to stay the course, we get to test our assumptions and hypotheses again and see what works. It's like how Thomas Edison made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb. If he hadn't persisted, we'll probably still be living in the dark ages today, literally. You might not know this, but I've changed the tagline on the homepage of this website at least 20 times now. And this is totally fine because I'm still in the process of discovering who my ideal coaching clients are so that I can best serve them to the best of my ability. Eventually, things will work out. And not only that, our wisdom is now so much more robust because we also now know what doesn't. Treat each failure on the way to achieving the goal as a necessary stepping stone in the journey. Stay focused, stay the course. Failing forward, hard and fast, to greater success. Going into the new year, I'm making a promise to myself that when I do fail, I will do so more deeply instead of widely. Hopefully this would translate to more wins along the way. It wouldn't hurt to think a little more about the things that we'll be investing our time and efforts into. Consider, what does it mean to us objectively, but don't discount how we feel about it as well. Bestselling author Seth Godin once said, quote, "One of the rules of the game is the person who fails most wins," end quote. I'm nowhere as wise as this amazing person, but for me, I'd think that the person who fails most deeply, not widely, wins. You just listened to the post titled, "Why We Need to Fail More Deeply, Not Widely," by Terry Toe of TalkToTerry.co. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Terry. Terry's a life coach that helps employees learn how to stretch themselves effectively at work so they can derive meaning and satisfaction repeatedly and progress toward their goals. A great fit for this show. So come by talktoterry.co to check out more of his great blogs and content, and thank you to Terry for letting us share his work. This one today is definitely true for my own experience. I was just talking to the co-founder of these podcasts about this the other day. Throughout our journey as entrepreneurs or creators, we've failed in countless ways, sometimes jumping to a completely different idea, or pivoting, you can say. And while some of those ideas look completely different on the surface, they were actually related to our experience along the way. We started in the world of mobile app development, and then moved to Instagram influencing for the most part, and then to podcasts. And those sound pretty unrelatable, but if you heard the journey, it'd make complete sense of how we landed where we are today. And it definitely was through a ton of trial and error. Unsuccessful attempts are still always a learning experience. And as long as we're learning, we're growing and definitely deeper along the way. So keep up the learning. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.